So joining us on the phone is somebody that I've interviewed a few times before. His name is Will Bunch. He's a senior writer at the Philadelphia Daily News. And on his Attitude blog at Attitude, ATTYTOOD.com, he blogs about what he calls his obsessions, which include politics, world affairs, the media, pop music, and things about Philadelphia, too. And Will Bunch has also written a book about Ronald Reagan called Tear Down This Myth: How the Reagan Legacy Has Distorted Our Politics and Haunts Our Future. And Will Bunch, I guess I have to first ask if you're if you've dug out of the snow yet.
Just barely. My power was just out for 18 hours in Philadelphia. The only place I think that's a little bit worse than Philadelphia is Baltimore, but it's been terrible here. I live about 15 minutes outside of the city, and I had quite an adventure driving home last night. But I'm safe, and in fact, I'm about to go back into the office. So there you go.
Wow, that's good, because I hear that Philadelphia, like their biggest snowstorm ever. Is that true?
Well, this particular storm wasn't the biggest, but it's been the worst winter ever in recorded history for snow in terms of the number of inches. They just passed the all-time record. So, I mean, we've never seen anything like this.
Right. So that means there's no global warming.
Actually, that's my most recent blog post.
I just read it.
It could very well mean that there is global warming, but
yes.
These people won't listen. They're driving me crazy.
I know. I read it. That's why I said it, just to irk you, although I don't want to irk you. Thank you so much for joining me. When we've spoken before, we've spoken about, you know, things that you're writing about and blogging about. And I've always said, I want to get you back on the air to talk about the book and talk about Ronald Reagan and why the Republicans keep pointing to this guy as the second coming of Christ. I mean, and they do.
I'm glad, and this is perfect timing, by the way, because, I mean, your listeners should know that the book Tear Down This Myth just came out in paperback about a week and a half ago. Just in time for Reagan's 99th birthday. So it makes a great Reagan's 99th birthday present for all your friends out there. It's now in paperback. But
for your favorite Republican friend, yes.
Well, Tear Down This Myth should be for your favorite progressive friend. To convert your
exactly.
favorite Republican friend, one or the other. So
you see, I told the story just the other day about how leading up to the elections, I was the token liberal on a conservative talk station down here in South Florida, and Dennis Miller happened to be in the studio. It was the day after Election Day, and I made the comment about how Ronald Reagan really destroyed the country. Most notably by, you know, cutting the tax rates and getting us started on this downward spiral. And Dennis Miller looked at me like I killed his mother. And we got into a really nasty argument.
It turned ugly.
He
insulted the patron saint of the movement. I mean, he's really taken on almost a religious tone. And, you keep thinking that maybe, this Reagan worship by the Republicans would die down. But it just keeps getting more intense. I mean, I had the good fortune, or whatever you want to call it, to be in Nashville to see Sarah Palin's speech on Saturday night, and she came out and it was "Happy Birthday, Ronald Reagan," and "Reagan this," and even though I don't think Reagan would have bought into half of what she was even saying, but that's another story for another day. I heard your intro, and there's actually a decent chunk of the book is devoted to discussing Jimmy Carter vis-a-vis Ronald Reagan, and particularly the thing that you mentioned, which is the energy policies, and not just the story of Reagan tearing the solar panels off the roof is just a great symbolic metaphor for the whole thing, but unfortunately it's a metaphor for things that really had some serious real world impacts. I mean Reagan just basically, well, Carter had put in a lot of funding for alternative energy. He had devoted millions of dollars towards innovative research in solar power, innovative research in wind power, wind turbines, and that was all basically all but eliminated during the Reagan presidency, and that's a real tragedy. You know, other countries like Norway, I believe it is now kind of the world leader in wind turbine, because they started up the same time that Jimmy Carter had American technology start up, and unlike us, they didn't stop; they kept going, and now they import wind turbines all over the world. I mean, that could have been an American source of jobs, and it could have been something that could have, saved bleeding energy here in America too.
Yes, no, you're right. And so what else? What, back during the presidential debates, when it was still the whole, there were 10 Republicans on the stage, it was almost like a contest about who could invoke Reagan's name more. And I think in one of the debates I counted, his name was brought up 32 times or something like that.
Exactly. And and the funny thing is, I mean, it was kind of a sign of insecurity. I mean, the candidates who felt their conservative bona fides were most threatened were the ones who mentioned Reagan the most. And so Mitt Romney in particular, who was trying to downplay his liberal for Republican record as governor of Massachusetts, probably said Reagan 15 times in one remarkable speech. Half of which were things about Reagan that weren't even true. The classic example was that he said that Ronald Reagan never would have allowed amnesty for undocumented immigrants. When, of course, people who follow these things know that Reagan actually signed the largest amnesty program ever into law in 1986. And there were some other whoppers. I mean, Rudy Giuliani tried to claim that Iran released the American hostages in 1981. Because Reagan looked them in the eye, and they were so terrified of Reagan. I mean,
Will Bunch.
The Reagan traded arms for hostages with the Iranians later on in his presidency. I mean,
exactly. Do me a favor and just recount what happened with the hostages. We all know the hostages were taken on November 4th, 1979. I remember it very clearly because it was my birthday.
Right.
And my mother had just passed away.
And they were held in captivity for, I believe it was 444 days. And I mean,
yes.
This was an issue that really dragged down Jimmy Carter's presidency because it was quite a loss of prestige for America. And certainly a lot of voters felt was lost prestige because you couldn't get these hostages out. And then Carter tried this military rescue mission that failed and resulted in American casualties that the people had to be left in the desert. So it was politically, it was very harmful for Jimmy Carter. But, Carter never stopped working to try and release these hostages, including the last 2 months of his presidency when he was a lame duck. And he actually finally, in January of 1981, as his presidency was coming to an end, with Warren Christopher, who some of your listeners may later remember was Jimmy Carter's Secretary of State for a while, worked out something called the Algiers Accords, which basically was the document that contained the agreements that allowed the hostages to be freed. Now, I mean, the Iranians obviously felt there'd be powerful symbolism in denying Carter the privilege of welcoming the hostages home as president. So what they did was they waited till literally when Reagan was taking the oath of office on January 20th, 1981, and put them on the buses and took them to the airport right as Reagan was taking the oath. I mean, for Reagan, it was a great PR start to his presidency. But the bottom line, and I think the reason you asked the question is, I mean, Reagan had nothing to do with this. I mean, Reagan really had nothing to do with the hostages being released. I mean, his actual policy towards Iran and towards terrorism was a disaster. He he got involved in these arms for hostages deals, trying to release later American hostages that had been taken in Beirut, Lebanon, and didn't get the hostages released and ended up being totally embarrassed, and it all led to this Iran-Contra scandal, which almost destroyed his entire presidency.
That's right, but yet he is still hailed as this symbol of America. I mean, there's some nut job wants to put him on Mount Rushmore and change the name of Mount. Why has he been elevated to this status, Will Bunch? And that's what I don't understand.
Well, I mean, in the broad scope of the conservative movement, if you look over 100 years, I mean, they feel that the FDR's New Deal and the whole generations leading after that, right up through civil rights, was kind of a lost time for Republicans. The only really successful Republican president, or the only Republican president at all until Nixon came along, was Dwight Eisenhower, who actually would have been like liberal by today's standards. So
right.
Yeah, and so. Reagan was the father of this conservative movement. What they've been able to do is, I mean, they've mythologized his economic policy by claiming falsely that these tax cuts, as you mentioned at the outset, were what caused an economic recovery in the 1980s when the tax cuts had virtually nothing to do with it. And they've particularly mythologized his role in the events that led to the end of the Cold War, claiming that Reagan won the Cold War. I mean, again, it's very complicated, and I go through it all in the book, but I mean, I think if you know all the facts, you won't reach the conclusion that, quote, Ronald Reagan won the Cold War. I mean, Mikhail Gorbachev himself and the reforms that he realized were necessary because communism was collapsing as an economic system, had much more to do with the Berlin Wall coming down. One of the interesting things I uncovered doing research for the book was that right after the Berlin Wall was opened up, USA Today did a poll of Americans and asked them who they felt was responsible for bringing down the Berlin Wall. Only 14% said Reagan, and I think 43% said Gorbachev. And if you went to Germany, I mean, it was ridiculous. In Germany, like, I think 3% or some ridiculously low, some single-digit number said Reagan, and 70% credited Gorbachev. But it just shows the power of myth, you know, the power, the ability of people to use public relations to advance a narrative, with the help of the media here in this country, God bless us, that can really take root.
Yeah, you got it. Will Bunch of the Philadelphia Daily News, his Attitude blog is great reading, as is the book that is now out in paperback, newly out in paperback, Tear Down This Myth, How the Reagan Legacy Has Distorted Our Politics and Haunts Our Future. Will, it's always a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for joining us today on the Radio Roadshow.
Anytime. I always enjoy talking to you. It was great.
Thanks so much.